Allison Courtney joins me as filling in for Justin today. He's off with his second job with the Little Rock Sanitation Department. I'm at Encore Health over in North Little Rock, and Steve Clements joins us. When you came in, I wondered, you know, you're a handsome cat.
Appreciate that.
In very good shape. I can see, Allison, I can say this because I'm confident in my masculinity. I have, you know. And I thought, what's the deal? Are you like a stalker? Are you after Al? What's the story here with the whole thing?
Yeah, more or less, I just came into.
You hooked up with one of those hotties over there who's acting like they're trying to work through the whole program today?
Pass some time office over here a little bit while catching you guys.
But you, you're a patient over here.
I am.
You participate in the program. Tell me, I mean, because okay, and I'm not kidding. When I look at you, you know, you're in really good shape. You obviously work out. You're a handsome guy.
I think he's hitting on you.
Well, it could be. It could be.
I think that's what you're
maybe
doing
that's
here.
Well, no, I'm trying to paint an accurate pick. Well, see,
he is being
go.
Accurate. Let me do this part of
okay,
it.
Okay, you go right ahead.
He's a great-looking guy. Yes, okay. He comes in. He, yeah, picture of health and
right.
Yeah, so you don't think there's
no
any
one,
low testosterone
right.
with this guy. If you can,
I think of some old coot, you know, and one of those things with the tennis balls on the bottom of it, kind of shuffling in here like
sort
that.
Sort of.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Well, I was as surprised as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It actually kind of started as some friendly bar banter between mm-hmm. Me and a few friends.
As all great things start.
All
I bet you something else, buddy. You saw that like
and
that?
Watch this.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So you know, my friends were interested in getting tested and because they felt like they suffered from some of the symptoms, mainly fatigue mm-hmm. and poor sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
We joked.
You just described what it's like to be Allison Courtney's husband, by the way, but go ahead.
We joked that, you know, there was no possible way.
Thought you were going to say what it's describing me. And I was going to say, after talking to him, I'm convinced that I.
It's radio,
I'm convinced that I have low testosterone.
And I'm certain she does.
Right. Yes.
We joked that there was no possible way that maybe mm-hmm. I was suffering from low testosterone. I didn't have really any of the, didn't feel like I had any of the symptoms, sleep really well during mm-hmm. the night, you know, mm-hmm. 8-10 hours, and nothing can wake me. I don't really suffer from fatigue or low energy levels. I work out every single day. The one thing that made me at least even consider it was a less than desirable sexual appetite on my part. No physical issues with sexual intimacy, but just, you know, a lack of appetite, mm-hmm. I guess, on my part, which, you know, I more or less attributed to the busy lifestyle that
right.
I think everybody
right.
is leading
right.
these days. You know,
professional guy. Yeah,
yeah.
You got stuff going on.
I've got a smoking hot wife and three kids.
Right.
I work out every day. I own my own business. And so
right.
it just felt like there was not really enough time mm-hmm. in the day or mm-hmm. night to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the only thing that even interested me in at all in coming to have it checked.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were, you know, a little bit concerned that if in fact I did have low testosterone levels, that
right. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, taking having a shot and increasing my energy levels
right.
was going to drive them crazy.
Right. Yeah. You were through the roof.
What did your wife say about all of this?
I did. I told her about it. I consulted with a few different friends about it. My brother's in sports medicine, and you know, like I said, I do CrossFit, and so. The gym that I work out, those guys are super into nutrition and the body and all that. And so asked a lot of people about, you know, the side effects from it. I've never mm-hmm. taken prescription meds or done any illegal drugs. I'm really super conscious about putting things into my body in the first place. So asked a lot of people about it on the front end. But it was so easy to come over here and check it out. You know, they were running a promotion for free testosterone levels mm-hmm. like they're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
So came over and had it checked out for free. One of the things I really like about it is it's not a clinical environment.
Yeah.
You know, this is in a professional business, and you come in and get it done. And, you know, it takes maybe 10 minutes to fill out the paperwork.
What was involved in that when you had it checked out?
We had 10 minutes of paperwork to fill out, just mm-hmm. a very, very brief medical questions.
Yep.
And then take you back to the back and draw your blood. The whole process took less than probably 20 minutes, completing the paperwork and having the blood drawn.
Wow.
And then they got back to me. That was on a Friday. I believe, and they got back to me on Monday to let me know where my levels were. And it was, you know, it wasn't especially low. I was in the normal ranges, but the doctor here wanted to bring my levels up a little bit, nothing significant. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. So I've been a customer for 4 weeks now.
4 weeks, and you've noticed a big difference, obviously.
I have, you know, still I'm still sleeping just as well as ever, and my energy levels, I don't. You'd probably have to ask my friends how that's been affected. It doesn't seem to.
But you have to have a high energy if you've got three kids, and your own business. I mean, you have to.
That's exactly right. That definitely takes a lot out of you. So, but what I've noticed and is that my, you know, I've found time now. More time during the day and night, days and nights.
Right. Suddenly you have a lot more time now that you have a lot more.
That's exactly right.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being on the program. I think we're up against a hard break at the top of the hour. But that's a see, like I said, I thought you had to be some old geezer rolling in here with one of those walkers that has tennis balls
and
on the bottom of it.
You're how old?
Yeah.
I'm 42.
42.
Yeah. So,
Wow.
Not quite my prime any longer, but. I don't think over the hill
yet.
No,
not at all.
I don't know. Allison and I both agree you're a handsome cat.
Thank you.
We got to hit a break. We're over at Encore Health in North Little Rock. Give them a call. I got to tell you, Steve makes a very compelling argument here. 945-0680. That's the number over here in North Little Rock at Encore Health. Give them a buzz today. Free, what do we hear? Screenings? Ladies? You know what? Just so you know, they were really working hard. They have been so focused. You can't. So give them a buzz today, 945-0680. Oh, Acree, this is way better than the normal show. Of course it is. Justin Acree on his way to his second job at the Little Rock Sanitation Department. He'll be picking up that debris that's on the side of the road. If you see Justin, give him a pat on the back and thanks for his community service. We got to hit a break. Stay with us.